Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. A very monumental night last night, of course, in California. We'll get to all that in a minute. But I am your host, Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you can't hear our program anywhere else, go to the website. There's a live stream playing there right now. And when we're not live on the air, the same show plays in a loop. It plays in a loop 24/7 until the next program comes on. All right, here we go. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics in California, is with us, and he's out there, and I think he's got all his bags packed. Okay, Kyle. All right.
Hello, Captain. Hello, everybody.
Yes, okay. Let's say goodnight to them. Yep, let's say the pledge and get rolling. We got a lot to do. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, Kyle, what happened in California?
Well, Captain, unfortunately, it's not good news for Larry Elder and the, also the people of California tonight, because they have allowed Gavin Newsom to retain his job by, at least as of this moment, a pretty large margin. But again, we're still looking at about 6 million more votes to come in, to be counted, that is. But it may not make a difference based on the projections that we're seeing on this right now.
Well, I'm seeing right now with, let's see here, 64% of the vote counted. I'm seeing 5.6 million for Newsom, or for no, voting no, rather, which actually means Newsom remains governor. And I'm seeing 2.9 million for yes, which means that Elder would probably be the winner in the clubhouse, right?
Well, that's right. Yeah, Larry Elder, far and away, has more votes for those who were challenging the governor in the recall. He's at least about 44.8% that I'm seeing, and it goes down from there. There's a YouTuber who's actually a Democrat. He's actually next in line with 10.4%. Kevin Faulkner comes in at 9.2. It looks like John Cox down the list at 4.6. And, yes, we did check Caitlyn Jenner with about 53,000 votes. it's at 1.2%. But we see how all this is shaping up here. But I will tell you this: I think it's an important thing to first of all to point out that the recall was not an easy thing to get going, not at all. And some people like Tom Del Beccaro, for example, others worked very hard in order to really make this happen and give Californians the choice at this time. But what it seemed to win the day, Captain, at least from what we're seeing from some of these exit polls, is that people were essentially agreeing with Gavin Newsom's approach to COVID-19 and the pandemic, as it were. But again, I think it means that a lot of people were sort of buying into what Newsom was talking about, that we were going to go off a COVID cliff and Larry Elder was going to stop and everybody was going to get sick with COVID or something like that. This, unfortunately, I think is going to be the roadmap for what Democrats are going to do coming up in 2022.
Right. And I want to say good morning to Sue, the dispatcher. Good morning to her this morning. And make sure that you call Mark there, Sue, because you got to tell him the information there so he can try to work that out. But anyway, I've had a lot of people from California tonight send me messages, either emails or direct messages, and a lot of them were disappointed. They weren't surprised. They were just disappointed because they thought that it could have been a little bit closer than the way it had wound up being. But you're pretty much seeing a straight party line vote, in my opinion.
Well, right. And one of the things, too, I think it's very interesting to see that Gavin Newsom, and of course he brought out all the big guns, he brought Obama, or he was on TV, but he brought Biden and Harris, but Gavin Newsom really never talked about the real issues, the homelessness, the crime, the inflation, the home prices and all these things. They stuck pretty much to COVID-19 and scare tactics, but Larry Elder, because he was the most, obviously, the most influential in this, he was talking about California's water problem, the fires, the mismanagement of the forests. Mm-hmm. Down the line, stuff that really, really makes a difference for California. And it's interesting that that Newsom never really tried to defend his record, shall we say, as governor.
And Richard Marine is chiming in. Good morning to him up in Oregon. And he's saying, good morning, Captain and Mr. Kyle. California surrenders. I hope the rest of the country doesn't go the same way. Semper Fi, Richard. And he's also inviting you to move to Oregon.
Well, thank you.
He lives in the, somewhere in the, not in Salem, but over there in the mountain region of Oregon. And we got a caller on the line. Caller, we'll get to you when we come back from this break. Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, we will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to turn it over to Kathy. She's going to give you the telephone number to call. And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I do believe I will. Now, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Of course, that's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team. And I've been telling you for going on 6 years now about Relief Factor. And the truth of the matter is that besides myself, I know there's a whole bunch of other people that have been suffering from pain because of rheumatism and arthritis and injuries and whatnot. And as you get older, of course, things get a little bit tougher. And my regimen with the Relief Factor has been I take it twice a day. And the reason I do that is because I was taking some pain medication and some medication to keep the swelling down in my ankle and foot and left leg. And it was a narcotic, and I got sick and tired of taking it because it had some weird stuff that was doing to me. So I decided to take the all-natural Relief Factor, which has got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which also happens to be healthy for you because these ingredients are what your body needs. Now, let me just say it's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, goes right straight to the source of the pain, and I love that. And by the way, if you've got an ache in a leg or a knee and an ache in your back, it's liable to take care of both of them because that's what it does. So, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and for $19.95 you can get started on the Relief Factor. That's relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 on a 3-week quick start. You'll find out what's going on. It'll save your proverbial life. Okay. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. We've got a couple callers here. I'm going to go up to the first one. Mike in Clearwater, what's on your mind, sir?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, what we just saw in California, it shouldn't surprise me, but it terrifies me for the simple fact that we're the generations of the young people who are coming up do not embrace conservative, you know, values, honest day's work for an honest day's pay, you know, work hard, you know, go up the ladder. And I, you know, 5-10 years down the road, there may be no more conservative values because they're doing a pretty good job at indoctrinating these young kids and bringing up the next generation. So what do we do, Kyle? We're not in a good place. Where, how do we preserve our conservative values and teach young people that, hey, free is not good. You know, you need to work hard and you need to, you know, move up the ladder, and that's how you, you know, become prosperous instead of relying on the government. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thanks, Mike, for the call. And, you know, it's a very difficult uphill battle to do that. A lot of times, you know, the idea that, you know, pain is a good teacher, in the sense that if things aren't going well, you got to learn to pull yourself up by the bootstraps. You got to learn to work hard. And a lot of times circumstances will conspire to make you have to work hard, or make an individual have to work hard. But what you threw in there at the very end, I think, is one of the most telling factors. And that is because here comes government. Here comes Joe Biden. Here comes Democrat Socialists. Here comes Gavin Newsom. We're going to give you money, and we're going to, you know, and also we're going to tax
$600. He announced that the day before the election. $600. Everyone was going to get $600 to $1,100. Boom, he bought the election.
Right, right. So what they're doing overall, and this has been going on for quite some time, as you know, they develop a class warfare sort of strategy.
Yep.
You know, these, you know, and Ocasio-Cortez with her dress. Oh, tax the rich. And this guy, she wanted to start a conversation, by the way, Captain, evidently, she said.
Sure.
But the idea is that there are these other people who you need to get money from because you deserve it. And unfortunately, as we all know in life, we don't get things just handed to us. We have to work for them. And yes, it is going to be a very uphill battle, I'm afraid.
Now, one other little thing here, with all the free stuff and this, that, and the other, plus with the way that they teach the kids in the public schools up there in California, and with the people moving away now, you're losing your tax base. You're
right.
Losing your tax base. What's going to happen is, and mark my words, because I saw it happen in New York State, they're going to start taxing the people on welfare and some of these freebie programs, or they're going to tell them, you got to go out and get a job. You have to work so many hours a week to collect your full welfare check, otherwise we will cut it back.
Yeah, and can you imagine the protests about that?
Well, good.
Yeah.
Maybe
right.
They'll leave. Maybe they'll leave. Maybe
right.
They'll leave.
Well, see, but again,
right.
Because there's nothing free.
Oh, yeah, okay. We got two callers. I'm going to take the short caller here first. Dan, you hang on. All right, we're going to go 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Fear not, saith the Lord of hosts. Believe also in God, believe also in me. That was Jesus Christ. So our faith is in him, not any politician, not even Donald Trump. But back to, let me say what really happened tonight, okay? If Rush Limbaugh was alive, this is the analysis he would give. He would say it like this. He would say it just like this. Okay, Larry Elder won. Larry Elder threw his hat in the ring against the hard leftists who've taken over since Ronald Reagan. And all the ballot harvesting and all the cheating and all the illegal ballots that went in there, and how they and the illegals that sold their soul and took the small paycheck to vote Democrat. No, Larry Elder won. Okay, and that's what. Well, 44% of those people in California, and the real number, Gavin Newsom, they didn't vote for you. They're leaving California in mass droves. Okay,
and they're hauling butt all, and they're leaving, and just like the captain said, you're losing your tax base, you're losing all the famous people, they're leaving now, okay? I could rattle off a bunch of names. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You're a loser, California's a loser, and your stupid policies are losers, and Joe Biden is a loser, and he didn't win anything, just like you didn't win anything. God bless Larry Elder for standing up for the country and everybody else. There's a man I want to eat dinner with. Let's get to work and save the country. We need some more. Get to work, Donald.
All right, thank you, and that's Todd in Tampa. Okay, now let's go to Dan the Man, and that's our senior professor in good standing of all things political. Go ahead, Dan.
Well, I'll tell you what. Tonight what you saw is kind of a coming attraction for 2022-2024. The Democrats are playing their old games. Whatever they touch is going to rot, but they do it with finesse. One of the things that really bothered me is when they call Elder the blackface white supremacist. That's just a new way, a more
the clone of Donald
way.
Trump. More, the clone of Donald Trump.
Yeah, Trump too. I was going to get to that. That's just a nice way of calling Elder and Uncle Tom.
Yeah.
And that has to, that's just classic. If the Republicans cannot figure out after what they saw, last night, this morning in California, how the Republicans are going to wing this, next year and the year after, well, they've got something else coming. They've got it. Democrats are going to play dirt ball.
But let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. And, Kyle, you correct me if I'm wrong here, because I'll direct this to you. I was listening to all the different commentators. We had a broadcast going here, simulcasting from California on the network right here on the radio station. And I was watching Newsmax and I was watching Fox. And this was all about the coronavirus scare, because the Democrats had told all their people in California that Larry Elder was going to kill him. They were all going to come down with the coronavirus. No mask. He was going to do away with this. And they were all going to be all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? The scare stuff.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well,
I think that's what the big issue was here.
Well, that's what we seem to be seeing in some of these exit polls, Captain. Yes, that's right. And Gavin Newsom continued to use the phrase, you know, we're going to go off a COVID cliff, basically. And yeah, so there were scare tactics, and they did single out Larry Elder as somebody who is going to reverse everything about the coronavirus tactics and so forth. But, you know, Captain, one of the things that was really interesting, of course, is that there was a big surge in wanting to do the recall, especially during the lockdowns and with all the things, and Gavin Newsom going to the French Laundry, but they were in the end, I think, able to successfully prosecute that campaign of it's going over a COVID cliff.
Yeah, and Dan, you want to stick around for a little bit?
Sure, I'll just say this about the Democrats in this election in California. Why deal with reality when you can fantasize about something in the future that's never going to happen? And they're very good at that. They changed the whole narrative, the whole storyline on this, when they should have been talking about the homeless and property tax and affordable housing. Did nothing on that. But that's where they're good at, and that's where Republicans are terrible at. Republicans can't learn from this, then they don't deserve to win next year or in 2024.
All right.
And, you know, Trump is the straw man to beat in California. I don't know if
Hold that thought. I'll be right back, Dan. You hang on the line. Kyle, you hang on the line. Folks, when we come back, we're going to change gears a little bit, and that's why I wanted Dan to hang on. We're going to talk about peril. P-E-R-I-L. Peril. And boy, wait till you hear what I'm about to tell you. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Communities in Louisiana still trying to recover from Hurricane Ida are bracing for more rain from Tropical Depression Nicholas. The storm made landfall overnight as a Category 1 hurricane on the coast of Texas with winds of up to 95 miles an hour. Hundreds of thousands were left without power, and the storm surge flooded many low-lying areas along the coast. Forecasters say Nicholas could drop 5 to 10 inches of rain as it moves further inland across southern Louisiana and Mississippi, with up to 20 inches possible in some areas. And for the first time since the Great Recession of 2011, the median household income in the U.S. has declined. New data from the Census Bureau shows that the median household income decreased to $67,500 between 2019 and 2020, a drop of nearly 3% amid the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. Thank you very much, announcer lady, for doing that for us. That's our pal Kathy here, and she's a voiceover artist here in Tampa. We appreciate her doing that. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow company. You know, the great thing about MyPillow is you can go over to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at all the stuff that he's got over there, and you'll see these insanely low prices, and it says, with product code, you get it for such and such a deal. Okay, well, you do. And the only product code, the promo code that you need to know is the word Captain, because that's what's going to get you the discount on anything you see there. And if you go to the special page they have, Radio Listener Specials, where they've got 18 to 20 items, you'll see even more items there where you can save big, big, big money using the promo code Captain. Now, if you want to talk to a person and not do it over the internet, you can do that too by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800 800- 800-641-5459. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's MyPillow.com. 800-641-5459. Promo code CAPTAIN. Save a bunch of money, and you'll be sleeping on Giza sheets because they're 50% off, just like Kyle Ward is. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right. Promo code CAPTAIN, and the Giza sheets are great.
Yep. Now let me bring Dan back into the mix. Okay, Dan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Here's the key word, and this is the key word. It's called peril. P-E-R-I-L. And the reason that's the key word is because that's the name of the book that came out in the last 36 hours, which is all about the insurrection that was planned by not the January 6th crowd that they're trying to say, but it was General Milley and what he was doing after he assumed and came to the conclusion that Donald Trump and his people were trying to have a coup, if you will, of the of take over the government so that he could stay and Biden wouldn't get in there, which he was totally wrong on. But we've never seen anything like this in my lifetime anyway, Dan, and I'm going to start with you. When's the last time you saw or even heard or thought that they were going to court-martial a chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, arrest him, and even possibly charge him with treason?
I've never heard of it. All right. First, I've never heard of it. The book Peril, Bob Woodward, the Watergate fame, all the president's been with Bernstein and Woodward, but he's writing this one with another guy.
Yep.
But you got to understand, except for Fox, who's going to cover this book? I think this would have been an explosive book if it would have been Trump president, and something like this would have came out about his chairman of Joint Chiefs. I don't understand the closeness with the military, certain aspects of the military and business with the Chinese, but they're like joined at the hip, and that's what you're reading about here.
Yeah.
If you leak this kind of information to the Chinese, yes, it's treasonous. But I can guarantee you that the main three, the old mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, ABC, they're not going to cover this book at all. It's going to be Fox, and it'll run a week, and it'll be kind of forgotten about. I don't see Milley. I would love to see him be. I would love anybody from the past 4 years that was a Democrat to be taken out of a federal building in handcuffs. But I don't think this one's going to happen either.
Well,
you got to understand, that was the Trump appointment, Milley was. I never seen a guy that appointed so many people that turned on him like Trump. That's how far the deep state goes.
Exactly. And
a lot of people.
And CNN did, in fact, report on this yesterday. They didn't elaborate on it, but they did report on it.
Well, but they're not going to go anything.
Go ahead, Kyle.
I was just going to say, if I may, I did hear some of these different commentators pretty much almost declaring the general a hero, that he was somehow, you know, taking over at a very dark time and this kind of thing, and they missed the entire point. And Dan, when I saw this quote that is from this book by Woodward and Costa, I think.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and so General Milley is purported, again by this book, to have said to the Chinese general, you and I have known each other for 5 years. If we're going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time.
Yep.
At what universe do you call the enemy and tell him you're going to attack them tomorrow?
Oh, I know. He may have said it. I would agree that he probably did say it. But at the same time, you go back to 2016. You know, the election's going on. The Atlantic Monthly writes a bogus article specifically for Joe Biden, so he has quotes to come at Donald Trump. And one of them stuck. You know, our polling that I did with my students, when Biden went out there and said, when Trump was at Normandy and he was walking through the graves, and he said, look at all these, what do you call them, liars and suckers.
Mm-hmm.
It stuck with the American people there for about 2 weeks. That's what they'll do for a Democrat presidential candidate or a Democrat president. I don't see where this is. I think it's big. I think peril's big. You know, Woodward's a pretty good writer.
but I don't see, this isn't going to be anything like Watergate. I think Milley will probably be forced to retire, if that, but I don't see him bringing up on treason or anything, which he would. And if this stuff is true, you know, he should be rode out of Washington, D.C. on a rail.
Well, Milley has
to... He's going to retire with 4 stars.
Milley has to come clean and at least say something, because it's out there, and there are people, and I mean there's Democrats that ran out there yesterday that said, well, he's, if this is true, that's the way they said, if this is true, he has to resign now.
Well, he hasn't resigned yet.
No.
And I think they'll say, they'll go as far as saying that, but I don't think they're going to follow up with any direct action against him. I guess that's the best way of putting it. And what you said about, you know, what I said earlier about Democrats, why deal with reality when you can fantasize something in the future? That's where they're good at.
Yeah.
And they know every cheap shot in the book. And if the Republicans can't learn that, I mean, we need an army of pit bulls right now, and I don't really see it. So
well,
that's kind of
I saw it. I saw it yesterday in that Senate hearing with Blinken.
Well, I hope. Yeah. Well,
they went after him. They went after him like a bulldozer.
I don't know where he came from. I don't know anything about the guy. But you talk about a lightweight as Secretary of State. This guy is it.
Yeah.
You know, it mind boggles me how a man got that high a level. Yeah. Of a presidential appointment, Secretary of State, and actually knows nothing about foreign policy. Can't hold his own against you need right now an army of tough guys.
Well, I'm going to read you this statement. I'm going to read you this statement, ask for your comment, and then I'll let you go because we'll be out of time. But Mitt Romney yesterday challenged Blinken. He said, has the Taliban abandoned their sympathy for Al-Qaeda or the Haqqani network, or has that relationship been severed? Blinken answered by saying the relationship has not been severed, and it's a very open question as to whether or not their views and the relationship has changed at all.
They'll grow stronger now. They know the mistakes they've made in the past. Al-Qaeda, ISIS, the Taliban, they're going to be tougher than ever. They've started it. I mean, come on. They've given our weaponry over to the Russians, the Iranians, and the Chinese. They're re-engineering that, reverse engineering that. They're going to see how we built a lot of this stuff.
Yep.
I still think they have, the hatred they have for this country is still there, and it's more prevalent today than it was 20 years ago.
Okay. I got to let you go because we've just about run out of time here, but I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay, Captain Kyle, you guys have a good morning.
Thank you very much. And Kyle, what do you think about Blinken?
Yeah, you know, as we were talking about before, I agree with Dan completely. When I was watching him with the congressional panel, this guy is just not he's not leader material, unfortunately, and he is a lightweight.
But the Republicans went after him yesterday like they were pushing a bulldozer over a boulder.
Oh, sure, exactly.
Yep.
And again, we're adrift without strong-willed leaders. For better or for worse, the Taliban look at this guy and they laughed.
I think. And here's what Donald Trump said in the story of dumbass General Mark Milley, the same failed leader who engineered the world's worst withdrawal of a country, Afghanistan, in U.S. history, leaving behind many dead and wounded soldiers, many American citizens, and $85 billion worth of the newest and most sophisticated military equipment in the world, and out of our company's reputation, it's true, I assume that he should be tried for treason, if any of this is accurate. That was Trump yesterday.
Yep.
Alrighty, hold that thought. Coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, folks. So don't go anywhere. Yep, it's still raining. Lots and lots and lots of rain. We'll tell you where it is. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Okay, we'll do that, Don and Donna, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. We appreciate you guys very much. Oh, by the way, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. When you see the pilots and the Flying J truck stops, pull on into them out there, and especially the ones up there, up there in Jackson, Georgia, because our good friend up there, Lucy, called the other tonight told us that she was looking to have somebody stop by and say howdy, howdy to her up there on I-75, and they get themselves a free cup of coffee just by saying you were listening to the show. So there you go. But Pilot and Flying J, become a member of the Drivers Club. Save yourself a bunch of money. We'll explain how and why right after we play this here little song, because we got us an oldie but goodie. Sam and Dave, hold on, I'm coming. You remember that one, Kyle?
I do, yeah, I love that one.
I'm telling you, that is one of their best ones ever. It's not the only one they did. They had a number of hits back in the day, but I'm telling you, that's one right there that I figured I'd play because I hadn't played it in a while, hadn't seen it in a while, so there it is to go. And I hope everybody enjoyed hearing that. Now, got to tell you what's going on with the weather. You ready?
I am ready.
Heavy rain, flash flooding threats with Nicholas. What's left of it is snow, depression, severe weather in the Ohio Valley into the Northeast. Could be some tornadoes up there. Now, heavy rainfall from Nicholas will impact the North Gulf Coast through early Friday with potentially life-threatening flash and urban flooding and widespread minor to isolated moderate river flooding. Also, you've got isolated strong to severe storms possible across the Ohio Valley into the Northeast with the threats of damaging winds, large hail, and a few tornadoes. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
All right, folks. Well, we're looking at the calendar. We're only to the middle of September, but we've got a freeze watch going on up in northern parts of Montana. This is going to be just across the border from the northern part of Idaho.
Coeur d'Alene. Yep.
That's right. And so especially if you're traveling up near Sandpoint on Highway 95, you've got a freeze watch there. This is going to go over into the border, over the border with Washington, over towards Colville and a little north of Spokane right there. So here we go. We're heading into fall at least. So we'll see more of these, of course, as we progress through the year. But it's a different story over in western and southern Montana. Fire weather warning there. That means low humidity. And, of course, gusty winds at times over in Billings, for example, along I-90. Also Bozeman along I-90. Looks like might be about 85 degrees in Billings for Wednesday, but then cooling down for a couple of days, but the heat returns after that. Southern Wyoming also fire weather warning tonight. Air quality alert in southern Oregon, and that's what it looks like out west tonight, Captain.
All righty. Well, if I told you it rained, it poured, would you believe me? How about all the way from Louisiana right now? It's eastern Texas. It's moving into Louisiana, going to be there the rest of the day, even over into New Orleans, even over into Mississippi, following I-10 and I-12 across through Baton Rouge again and all those areas where it got flooded before. It's raining again. There's going to be a lot of rain, a lot of rain. It looks like anywhere from 10 inches, some areas going to get 15, 16 inches of rain, and it's entirely possible there's a few areas that could get as much as 20 inches of rain. Now, the rain goes all the way across Louisiana on I-10 and I-12, over into Mississippi on I-10, over into Alabama on I-10, and yep, it's made its way to the Panhandle in Florida, because it certainly is in the Pensacola area, and this is going to be moving a little bit further up the line, it looks like, but there's a possibility, believe it or not, Kyle, of rain in my area over the next few days, coming from this system as it does a wraparound.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. And again, up in Ohio, eastern Ohio, where things are getting kind of iffy right now, the storms that are going to be going across are going to be pretty much following I-80 and I-90, so be advised of that. So please be careful and pay attention. Now, we got to talk about what's going on again out there in the Atlantic, because we have got another system that's sitting over there by Bermuda. Now, they're calling it disturbance number 2, 70% chance of development over the next 5 days, over the next 48 hours. It's a 60% chance, and that could be a tropical storm, maybe something else. It looks like as if it's going to continue to come towards the United States, and if it does, that could get interesting. But right now, you've got another system that came off Africa, off the coast of Africa, and it's coming across the ocean, and 80% of development into a tropical storm, because it's already a depression right now, within the next 48 hours. Within the next 5 days, it's 90%, and this is going to follow the track that many other storms have coming across the southern Atlantic, the warmer waters, and it's going to get into the Caribbean, and where it goes, we don't know. But then there's another, Kyle, another wave that's fixing to drop into the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, coming off from Africa. So, golly, who knows what's going to happen here? What a busy time of the year right now. And we are, right now, we are exactly halfway through the hurricane season.
Well, that's right, yeah. So you could have several more events just like this. And, of course, as you mentioned, Nicholas making its way along the coastline there. But, yes, this is a big big thing to watch for.
Yeah, so keep your eyes on the tropics, ladies and gentlemen, because it's going to get a little bit interesting here over the next week or two with what's coming our way. Still coming off the coast of Africa, and we've got the one that's sitting over there by Bermuda. Depending on what happens there, it might come west, it might go northwest. If it goes northwest, it will go up into the Carolinas versus coming towards us over here in the Gulf. But you just never know about these things. They have a mind of their own as to where they're going to go. And again, the one that's already out there in the eastern Atlantic Ocean, that's pretty much following the straight line trajectory, if you will, that brings it over here towards the Caribbean. So there you go. Now, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
All right. Well, of course, yeah, folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J's. You're going to want to join the Drivers Club first off, and you're also going to want to download the My Rewards Plus app so you can track your purchases, track your points, and you can do that at pilotflyingj.com. And also, you go into the Pilot or Flying J, you can join the Drivers Club right then and there. You're not going to be sorry if you did, because you're going to earn points on the fuel that you buy, also on the supplies that you buy as well. And don't forget, September is Truckers Appreciation Month, essentially, at the Pilot and Flying J's. And definitely, hashtag Thank a Trucker.
And Jeff told me yesterday, I didn't look at it, I haven't gone there yet, but Jeff told me that if you have the Flying J app, that there's a new update for that. So make sure you take advantage of that. Okay, hold the fort there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back for more. Captain's America Third Watch, hour number 2. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we are going to have Ron Edwards take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.